Okay, this is June 24th. Take no offense, in HD.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, as I always say, it's very nice to be in a room filled with so many gods and goddesses. And I hope that that is finally sinking into everybody and that you do realize that you are a god or you are a goddess. And I hope you tell yourself that during the day. Anytime you tell yourself that during the day, you know the universe is listening and it's going to back you up in that. So if you don't think that you're a god or a goddess, start thinking that and start telling yourself that. And you will see all the difference in the world. Now, quickly, I want to go through the two treatments. And these are always, of course, from Daily Word or Unity. I am one with the beauty of the universe. Now, you see, this is what we have to realize, that we are one with the beauty of the universe. We are one with everything. I am a beautiful child of God, living in a beautiful world filled with a beautiful spirit. When I affirm these words, I behold myself as I truly am, a spiritual being, filled with the renewing life of God. My body is a holy temple. My mind is a powerful tool. My heart is an open vessel. Very good. I give thanks for the beauty of the world around me, from the smallest atoms to the grandest mountain range. I know that beauty is divinely created just as I am. You are divinely created. You are beautiful human beings. Please remember that. When I remember the truth of who I am, I feel the powerful spirit of God within me. That's why you want to tell yourself that you're one with God, that you are a god or goddess, so that you awaken that spirit of God within you. I am a creative, confident person, blessed with the spirit to accomplish all that I believe is possible. Very good affirmation right there, people. I am a creative, confident person, blessed with the spirit to accomplish all that I believe is possible. There are so many people that don't realize that they are creative, and there are very few people out there that are totally confident in themselves. This idea of not having any confidence is an absolute epidemic. It's just horrible that people have no confidence in themselves. And they have no confidence in themselves because they do not believe that they're one with this thing called God. So work on that. And you have to work on that. No one can give you that confidence. You have to build that confidence yourself. So if you're blaming it on somebody else and say your parents never told you or no one else ever told you, give that up. You have to do that for yourself now. You're grown-ups, remember. And you can do that for yourself. But please, no one wants to be around somebody that has no confidence. It's the hardest chore in the world to be around people that have no confidence in themselves. I am the unique, beautiful person I am meant to be. You are a unique, beautiful person, the person that you are meant to be. So try to remember that. But this idea of confidence, please try to have confidence in yourself. You say, God has confidence in you. You don't have to ask God for that. But all of us start out with no confidence. Very few people. You have to work on it constantly. You have to work on that constantly. Because it's like everything else in this world. It is nebulous. It's fragile. And it can be taken away from you so quickly by one little word. Don't let people do it to you, and don't do it to yourself. Have confidence. You are one with the only power there is in the universe, and that power is a power for good. And we call that power God. You are one with that power. So you have to have confidence, and you have to have the confidence of God. The confidence of God to be able to go through this world the way you want to go through the world, okay? Now, the next one is on prosperity. The blessings of God fill my life and I am prosperous. Remember, this class is called Prosperity and Abundance, Including Money. So we want to always remember that we are... And let's go back a moment to being confident. The more confident you are, the more money comes into your life. Absolutely. The more money when you're confident. I'll ask Christine or make a comment about Christine in the real estate business. When you're confident you're going to sell something, you sell it, don't you? When you lose the confidence, you don't sell, do you? You have to work on that all the time. People see confidence in you. And you know when you're talking to somebody and somebody wants you to buy something, if you spot that they have no confidence, you don't buy it. You don't buy it. It's that. It's a very, very important thing. Okay. My life is filled with unlimited prosperity. From the beauty of the earth to the love of family and friends, from the opportunities that come my way to the lessons I learn each day, my prosperity is assured. And this is the way you want to look at prosperity. This is why I call this class Prosperity and Abundance, Including Money. But money is always going to be the side effect of confidence, the side effect of opportunities and so forth. Money comes, but you have to know that you live in a world that is absolutely abundant and absolutely prosperous, and you're one with that abundance and one with that prosperity. See, we're always told that the things that we are seeking are outside of us, that it's something we must add to ourselves. We can add nothing to ourselves. We can only recognize what we already have. And when we recognize what we already have, that prosperity is all around us, and we're one with that prosperity, and we're one with that abundance, it comes to us, you see. But we think the same way we used to think about God, that God was outside of us. And we think that prosperity is outside of us. We think abundance is outside of us. But we are inside of all those things. We are inside of all those things. So when you look around, see abundance, see prosperity. You have to make that a habit in your life, to see abundance and prosperity everywhere. Prosperity is more than material possessions. It is also a state of mind. Prosperity is a realization that the blessings of God fill my life each day. The blessings of God fill my life each day. What did I say? I feel prosperous each time I awaken to the beauty of a sunrise or experience the surge of divine energy in mind and body. I feel prosperous each time I experience new ideas and a greater sense of well-being and confidence. Once again, that real word, confidence. I feel prosperous as I pray and recognize that I am a spiritual being. I am wonderfully prosperous. We're all prosperous. Don't let your mind think that you need millions and all this kind of stuff to be prosperous. That is what the world is trying to teach you, and we have been brought up that way. But it's not the way that the universe works. And I'll tell you the stories. I know many people with a lot of money. And when I say a lot of money, I mean a lot of money. And they are not happy people. They are not happy people. You see, they can make money, but they're not prosperous or abundant. They're not prosperous and abundant. You become prosperous and abundant, and the money will follow. That's why it's at the end. There's a tagline, prosperity and abundance, including money. It doesn't say money first, you see. Anyone who has read Ernest Holmes' The Science of Mind magazine or book, he states in that book that this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. But you can become rich if you learn what it's all about, what science of mind is all about. What is science of mind all about? It's about confidence. To be able to stand up and say, I am one with God. I am confident at that. I knew perfectly well at the present moment, if I'm not feeling quite right, I have the confidence in myself, in my body, in my mind, and in this thing called God to bring me back to perfect health. That's how you build confidence. It's confidence, confidence, confidence. Try it for yourself. And don't be intimidated by the world or by other people. Build that confidence in your own self. So, use those. Take those home and use them. Read them over till they sink in, till you realize what they are really saying. Because as we travel along this road, on this plane of action, we have to gain more and more confidence. We have to gain wisdom. We have to gain intelligence. And most of us do that. Most of us do that. We do accomplish those things. But as I said earlier, this idea, I run into so many people that I don't know how they even go to work in the morning because they lack confidence. They lack confidence in themselves. And the world itself lacks confidence in people. So don't listen to the world. Build your confidence. Self-confidence. There's nothing wrong with self-confidence. The same way there's nothing wrong with self-love. You see. And we were taught, oh no, we can't have those things. We can't love ourselves. You've got to love yourself. If you want to find confidence in yourself, you better start loving yourself. That's what it's all about. Because you are one with this thing called God. And if you remember, I always say the highest form of worship that you can give God is to love yourself. And when I say that, I will also tell you that this thing called God does not need worship. God does not need worship. God is far, far above that because God has all the confidence in itself. So it doesn't need to be worshipped. It doesn't need to be built up. We need to do it. But God, it doesn't matter. See, God is always going to be God. Or good is always going to be good. You cannot change that. And people are always trying to change God. We cannot change God. We can only change ourselves. And we can grow closer and closer to God. Closer and closer to God. And the closer you go, the closer you grow to God, the less worldly troubles will come into your life. The less worldly troubles will come into your life. So anyway, tonight's talk is take no offense. And it's very, very powerful. And here again, along with confidence, everyone is taking offense over something. Don't do that to yourself. You must remember that you are never the target. You are never the target. And never take anything personally that somebody does or the world does. Don't take it personally. You just look at it and you say, oh, so what? And then have a different reaction to the whole thing. Because taking offense has caused this world all the trouble that it's in and has been in. Because we get offended about something. This thing called God never gets offended. Never gets offended. So try to do that for yourselves. And don't allow yourself to get offended. Years ago, there was a book put out by a Baptist of all people. And do I remember the name of it? No. It was given to me, borrowed from a friend, Betty. And in that, it said, in all you're getting, which is from Paul, in all you're getting, Paul said, get understanding. Well, one of the understandings that you have to get, and one of the things that we're trying to get, is we cannot be is the sensitive people. You have to pray to God, and you have to ask God not to make you sensitive. Now, that does not mean the sensitivity That means not that sensitive. And you hear people are so proud of themselves. I am so sensitive. And they take offense every time they're sensitive because somebody else has stepped on their toes. Somebody else has done something. People think that it's a very grand thing to be sensitive, that it sets them apart from other people, that they think because they're sensitive that they're creative and that they're artists and so forth. That is not true. That is not true at all. You cannot have all that sensitivity going on within you. You can be sensitive to things. I'm not saying not to be sensitive. I'm saying to work on that. You are around people all the time, are you not, that are sensitive to everything that you say, everything that you do? And it's like walking on eggshells, is it not? I grew up with sensitive people. They were very proud of how sensitive they were about everything. But they were never sensitive about other people. They were only sensitive about themselves and whatever happened to them and whatever they took offense about. And they were very small things sometimes. I remember my mother would get upset and be offended because the neighbor woman would not hang the clothes on the line the way it should have been hung. She'd say, just look how they've hung that. You see, I can tell exactly what that type of person is by the way they hung up that laundry. And then she was offended by that type of thing. This is what I'm talking about. You can't do that to yourself. There's too many things going on out there in the world. We can all choose to be offended. We can all choose to be sensitive. Actors love to be sensitive, but I'm not talking about that type of sensitivity. I'm talking about the sensitivity where every time you say something to somebody, they're off and running. They're absolutely offended by something. You can't be offended. You can't be that sensitive. The world doesn't work that way. And spirit doesn't work that way. Spirit never gets upset, never gets offended, and spirit is certainly not sensitive. Not sensitive. You see, we're the ones who think, oh, that person did this, or this happened, or that happened, and we get very upset and sensitive about this thing. Don't let yourself do that. There's a whole new way to think about things. And one of them is be sensitive to things, but don't allow that sensitivity to immobilize you. And that's what happens. People cannot move from it. They get upset. They're spending all their time thinking about all the hurts and slights and stuff that have gone on in their life. You can't do that. You have to think of all the beauty that's going on in the world. And then you say to yourself, and I am part of that. And that's the part you want to be part of. You want to be part of the beauty. You want to be part of the abundance. You want to be part of the prosperity. And you cannot do that while you're being sensitive and offended by what's going on. So, just one of those human traits. And we all have that. And we can all be offended. And I know many people that are suffering from that right now. And why are they suffering from that? What is the main reason they're suffering from that? Well, it has to do with self-confidence. It also has to do with always the four items that we talk about. Worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. You have to know that you matter. If you know that you matter, then no one is going to upset you. You can't be sensitive if you know that you matter. Well, I matter. And we allow the other person to matter also. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone has an idea of something because it's not like yours. You can't get offended about that. You can't. But many people do. Many people do. And it's not a nice way to go through life. It is not a nice way to go through life. So try to give that up. And we can give all those things up. Sensitivity is not an innate quality. We learn that. You're not born sensitive. You learn that. And once you can control that, you can control your life. The whole idea in life is learning to manage your mind. The same way if you're in an office, you have to learn to manage the people. You have to learn to manage all the thoughts that are going on in your head. So all it's about is managing your thinking. And once you learn how to manage your thinking, things on the outside change. They change. And that's what you want to do. You want change in your life. You want change in the world itself. I do not want to spend another 20 years watching the world the way it is today. And as I said before, at the beginning of this month, there's a lot of things going on out there that are changing the way we perceive the world. Wonderful things going on out there. And we want to be part of that. We want to see that. That's why, you know, when they started religions and so forth, they wanted people to be nice and to be decent and to learn these different things and to have morals and so forth, you say. But it didn't work. Didn't work. Now this teaching is telling you a way to go through life that's different from the way most people go through life. And one of the things that it's telling you is not to take offense and not be so sensitive. Because as soon as you do that, you're going to cut your own throat. You're going to cut your own throat. So, we have to buck up here. We have to get stronger. And we do that by practicing confidence. We do that by saying to this thing, whatever this thing is that we call God, give me the strength to be able to do this. Show me a different way to be able to do this. Let me have the confidence I'm looking for. And then you have to build that confidence in your own self. It's practice, practice, practice. That's all life is practicing these different principles and so forth till we absorb them and till we become them. You have to become what you want. So, let's go back a moment to prosperity. If you want prosperity, you must become prosperous. You must be the prosperity that you are seeking. If you want love, you must become the love that you are seeking. Does that make sense to you? You must become the things that you're looking for. You see, they're not outside somewhere. And that's the whole difference in this teaching. We're teaching that everything is within us, that everything is capable for us to do when we look in the right place, when we look inward instead of outward all the time. And you see, so many people think, well, if I get tons of money, I'll be prosperous. I know people with tons of money. Do they feel prosperous? Do they feel happy? Absolutely not. They're going through all the motions. One person that I worked for, in fact, made millions. But every day, I expected to find him dead. Because he was suicidal. Every day I walked in, I thought, well, now today, he'll be dead. Now, is this any way? What good did his millions do if his mind had that? So, if somebody's trying to commit suicide, what does that tell you? They have no self-confidence. And they don't know that they're worthy and deserving, totally lovable, and that they matter. They don't know those things about themselves. They sit around pretending. They sit around pretending that they have all those qualities. And they don't. You see, they don't. It's like the emperor with the new clothes. They're not wearing clothes, but they think they are. They think that they're confident because they have money. But money will not bring you confidence. The only thing that brings you confidence is you, your mind, your thinking. So you must tell yourself that you are confident and then come up with the reasons why you are confident. And with prosperity, look around and see all the wonderful things that you have. See all the wonderful things around you and become that prosperity. You have to become everything that you want. You have to become it. You see? You can't just do it. You have to become it. I don't know if anyone knows the Japanese way of thinking. If you ask them what they're doing, they'll say, I'm now playing that I'm an office manager. I'm now playing that I'm this, that, or the other thing. And they also say, he's now playing dead. Just a role. He's now playing dead. Whatever role you want, play it to the hilt. Have confidence in that and become it. Become it. And you will be that. But that's what it takes, is the confidence and the idea of not taking offense. Not taking offense. And I'll go back and reiterate the idea that most people think if they take offense and if they're sensitive, it means that they are above everybody else because they saw somebody took offense. Oh, I have my own opinions. I have this. I have that. Oh, I'm a great person. No, I'm afraid not. I'm afraid not, you see. But we get the wrong idea, don't we? We get the wrong idea. And we think, you know, and you hear that all the time. Oh, that's a very sensitive person, you know. Anytime I hear that, I stay away from those people. I stay away from those people. Because I walked on eggshells too much in my life, and I do not want to do it now. And yeah, I want to be able to say exactly what the truth is without offending somebody, without them getting offended, and without them becoming sensitive. You see, as I said before, I could fill this room. I could fill an auditorium, by the way. I've filled auditoriums in my life. But when I do that, I have to tell the people what they want to hear. If I told the people what they want to hear and went along with all the twaddle that's going on out there, this room would be filled. But because I hit people here, there, and everywhere, you see, they stop coming or they get offended about something I've said. Once they get offended at the very beginning of any of my talks, if you get offended, you don't hear the rest of the talk. You don't hear the rest of the talk because your mind now is offended and it's pulling up all the reasons why it's offended. You know, I'm not here to offend people. I'm here to tell you the truth as I see it. I'm telling you the truth as I see it. And I will not compromise that. When I was a minister, when I had a church and was a minister at the same time, the young lady, I was telling them there was no physical causation for disease. Well, the one girl got so upset with me and she said, how dare you say something like that when you know that that young girl in the class has something. Her gnarled hands. Her hands were sort of like this. She had rheumatism or arthritis. I never know what it is. But she was very young, and she said, how could you say that and blame that on her and this, that, and the other thing? And I'm never coming back here again. Her and a lot of other ones. But I said to her, well, before you leave, may I ask you a question? And she said, what is it? I said, let me talk. I can't remember even what this girl's name was. I said, let me ask you about her family. Does she like her family? Oh, no, she hates her family. I said, oh, does she have brothers? She hates them. I said, how about her job? Oh, she hates her job. This is hate out picturing itself. This is hate out picturing itself. Now, I lost those people because she wanted me to recant. And I said, I'm not going to recant that. I said, I know a lot of ministers will not tell you that there's no physical causation for disease, but if you read Science of Mind, it's right in there. They just skip over that part. The same way any other religion skips over what they don't want the people to hear. Remember when I was in the Lutheran church, I said, what does this say? You can do this and more, Jesus said. Oh no, well you don't read that way. Scholars, biblical scholars, rabbis, priests, and ministers, anytime that they are doing anything from the Bible, they skip over any of the stuff that is going to be offensive. They never tell you any of the stories in the Bible about rape. They never mention any of that, and it's all in there, you know. But they pick and choose what they want to tell people, you know. Bible's a wonderful book, loaded with horrendous stories of what? Fratricide, homicide, incest, rape, murder. It's all in there. But it's skipped over. Those passages in both the Torah and the Holy Bible, when they come to those parts, they just skip over it. Because they want you to think that everything is hunky-dory. The Bible is a conglomeration of all human qualities, of all human emotions, you see. But they want you to think, oh no, it's just a wonderful, just everyone was just wonderful in that book, you see. Well, they weren't. They weren't wonderful. Everyone about David, wasn't it David and Bathsheba? She was a married woman. She was a married woman. They skip over that part too. Anyway, we skip over a lot of things. And what I'm trying to tell you is I'm not going to skip over those things. I'm going to tell you the nitty gritty the way I see it. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I'm not going to say, oh no, that the body has causation because of losing people, you see. So take no offense and don't be sensitive, you see. I could lose a lot of people on that one, especially the sensitivity, because so many people are proud of their sensitivity. There's nothing to be proud about being sensitive people. There's nothing to be proud about. It means you have not grown up emotionally and spiritually. Is exactly what that means. And we have to grow up emotionally and spiritually. Very few people grow up emotionally. We allow our emotions to beat us up every time. Why? Because we take offense about something. And we get all upset instead of letting it go. Just let all those things go. They will take care of themselves. But you and I must learn to build self-confidence and to take no offense, and not be sensitive about everything that comes down the pike. We just cannot do that. And I knew, I take offense. I always take offense about on TV commercials. And I have to stop that. And I know that. And I say to myself, why is that so offensive? Some of them I find absolutely offensive. Absolutely offensive. Yeah. Do you see them too? Yeah, they're absolutely offensive. First of all, they treat you like you're a complete idiot or a moron or something, you know. Who wants that? But I cannot take offense. I must immediately forgive myself and forgive them and look at and say, well, that's who they are, but that's not who I am, and that's not the route I'm going down. That is not what I am doing. You see? So, we learn. We have to keep learning. And any of the things that I tell you, if you want, I can always bring up the source if you know. And many things is from my own source and so forth. You cannot grow in this teaching or any teaching by just regurgitating what you read. You have to make it your own. And you have to start thinking for yourself. You see. Otherwise, this is not advancing. And this whole philosophy, if you want to call it, if you want to call it a religion, whatever you want to call it, must advance. It did not stop when Ernest Holmes died. It has to continue. It has to continue. And we are the ones who have to carry it forward. And we do see things differently than we used to. And I'm sure you people who have been coming here for all these many years see life differently and see yourselves differently than you did before. And that's what this is all about. To peek behind the curtain and see what's going on. That's all this teaching is about. To peek behind the curtain. But when you do that, you must have the confidence to see what's going on, and you must have that confidence in yourself so that you're not offended. You see, a confident person is never offended. You know, if you have self-confidence, you're not offended about anything. How could you be? You have confidence in yourself. You don't get offended. We get into all these different situations in the world, especially war. Why? Because we take offense. Those people offended me. They did something to me. Now we must punish them in some way. You see, first of all, I don't believe in punishment. I don't think people learn from punishment. If they did learn from punishment, the prisons wouldn't be filled with so many repeat people. So punishment does not work. The only thing that ever works is managing your mind, holding yourself in the highest of esteem, knowing who you are, knowing who you are. And you are one with this thing called God. And this is what we have to remember. So when you want to get offended, say, would God be offended in this situation? Now, people outside of this teaching would say, absolutely, God doesn't want that going on. Anyone who tells you what God thinks or what God wants, you know, run the other way. Just run the other way. Because they're idiots. There's no way you can do that. There's no way you can do that. We know some things about God. We hold these qualities and so forth. But we have no idea what God's doing. We have no idea what God's doing. But we have to live in this wonderful plane of action and say thank you for whatever you're doing. I may not understand it, but it's certainly a beautiful place to live. It's certainly a beautiful place to live. But not this thing I hear, oh, God will get you and punish you, and this is happening, and that's happening. And I heard somebody say about the tornadoes and so forth, that God was doing that. No, that's weather, people. That's weather. And I'll quickly throw something in here and empty the room one more time. Our dear friend, Emmett Fox, maintained that we were responsible for the weather. Because it's in consciousness. It's in consciousness. And don't you think tornadoes are going to keep happening when we call that whole area Tornado Alley? See, it's held in consciousness. We do create the weather, people. I could prove that to you. You know, you can make clouds, you can do different things. But that's not necessary at the present moment to learn those different things. What's necessary at the present moment is to believe in yourself, to have self-confidence, to take no offense whatsoever about anything that's going on. If you don't like it, move, go out of the room, do something. But don't take offense, because then you'll want to go, what, into battle. And once you start fighting, it's all over. Once you start fighting, it's all over. Because the ego mind rears itself up and wants to win. The ego mind wants to win. You see, we live in a spiritual universe where it always has to prove a win-win situation. That there's no such thing as a winner and a loser. Why can that be possible? Because this thing called God is everywhere present, and this thing called God can never lose. You see? So you could never be a loser. Because you're one with this thing called God. You see? Everyone has to be a winner. Everyone has to be a winner. And that's what we're working towards. For everyone to be a winner. For everyone to feel equal with everybody else. The world wants to tell you that we have to have layers. There has to be a strata of different types, you see. There doesn't have to be a strata of anything. You see, if you live in a universe that's a win-win situation, you see, you don't have to be bigger and better than anybody else. You see? The world teaches you to be bigger and better than anybody else. But in reality, that cannot be true. We are all one. We are all one. So think about that. So tell yourself, you are the very best. You see? And that everyone around you is the very best. And the more you say that to yourself, you will discover that the very best comes to you. The very best comes to you. This is absolutely true. We live in a universe that is maintained by a law of attraction. And it always attracts to you what you are thinking about. So think the right thoughts about yourself. Hold yourself in the highest of esteem. Build self-confidence. Build self-confidence. Years ago, I had many people, starting out. In the morning, my phone would ring. I'd have to talk to people into going into work because they had no confidence in themselves to get to work, to go to work. This is absolutely true. Now, what kind of a life is that? It has to do with confidence, people, and self-confidence, and not taking offense. So hold yourself in the highest of esteem. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.